Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 18th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Poison Spring. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we explore intriguing topics from the vast encyclopedia that is Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide on today's journey into the depths of history. We'll be examining the Battle of Poison Spring, a lesser-known yet fascinating encounter from the American Civil War. To set the stage, it's April 18th, 1864. Picture the rolling landscapes of Arkansas, where the Union and Confederate forces are locked in bitter conflict. But why were they fighting here at Poison Spring? What strategic importance did it hold, and how did it reflect the broader dynamics of the Civil War? Let's unravel these questions together. The Battle of Poison Spring was part of the Camden Expedition during the Civil War. Union Major General Frederick Steele led the campaign into southern Arkansas, aiming to seize the region and secure supplies. As you might guess, securing resources was absolutely crucial in the protracted conflict. In a war where supply lines were everything, access to food and materials could make or break a military campaign. Here lies the first of our thought-provoking questions. How did resource availability influence battles not only during the Civil War, but also throughout military history? Consider for a moment the modern implications of this. How might access to resources affect conflicts today on a global scale? Returning to our scene in Arkansas, Major General Steele sent a foraging party towards pragmatic reasons. The troops needed corn and fodder, a reflective testimony to the war's grinding demands. But the Confederates caught scent of this opportunity. Under Brigadier General John S. Marmaduke, they laid an ambush at Poison Spring, a strategic location marked by its spring waters and dense woods. Overall, the numbers tell part of the story. The Confederates had around 3,000 troops, while the Union had about 1,200. But battles aren't won by numbers alone. With strategic positioning and surprise tactics, Marmaduke's forces inflicted heavy losses on Steele's men. The Union troops were ill-prepared for such force, and despite their desperate stand, they were overwhelmed. This brings up another question. Can we draw a parallel between this battle and the countless agile tactics seen in modern-day environments, from business to technology startups? Consider how small, strategic shifts can sometimes outmaneuver larger entities. The Confederate victory at Poison Spring, however, was marred by tragedy and brutality. After the battle, Confederate soldiers attacked Union troops, including several African-American soldiers from the 1st Kansas Colored Volunteers. Many were killed or captured, highlighting the darker aspects of warfare, where racial tensions and deep-seated prejudices stained even the most strategic victories. This aspect of the battle serves as a stark reminder of the racial injustices prevalent during the Civil War. It's essential we take a moment to reflect on this. How do historical injustices shape present-day conversations about race and equality? What lessons can be learned to ensure history does not repeat itself? In the broader scope, the Battle of Poison Spring was a significant moment during the Civil War, yet it was just one of many episodes in a conflict filled with strategy, human cost, and social change. As the dust settled, the Confederates' tactical victory did little to halt the overall momentum of the Union's campaign. But it remains a poignant example of the complexities involved in war, where victories can be pyrrhic, and where a single skirmish can echo hauntingly through the corridors of history. As we wrap up today's exploration, consider this. How closely is the study of past conflicts related to our understanding of current geopolitical dynamics? The strategic, human, and ethical elements of warfare remain as relevant today as they were then. Engaging with history helps us to not only preserve memory, but also to forge a more informed and conscious future. So listeners, here's a call to action. Dive deeper into the Battle of Poison Spring. Explore other episodes of the Civil War, and perhaps you'll find threads that resonate with today's issues, helping to encourage a more profound dialogue on changes in society and technology. Join us on the next episode of Wikipedia, where we'll continue our journey into the past to better understand our present and future. Until next time, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep engaging with the stories that define us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Poison Spring. Thanks for listening. See you next time.